A busy day for presidential candidates in Iran. The candidates have spent long hours on their campaign trails to garner Iranians' support for their future plans and policies. Principalist candidates Saeed Jalili and Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, as well as independent candidate Mohsen Rezai, took their campaigns to several provinces across the country. They traveled to many provinces, including Golestan, Mazandaran, Gilan, Kerman, Fars, Kuhkiluye and Boyer Ahmad, and East Azerbaijan. They gave speeches among their supporters during short stops in cities like Tabriz, Urumiye, Ardabil, Gorgan, Sari, and Rasht, among others. Economy, jobs, inflation, and foreign policy, plus Iran's nuclear energy program, topped their agendas. Presidential candidate Gholam Ali Haddad Adel says all countries need to respect Iran's independence if they want to negotiate with the Islamic Republic. Haddad Adel says Iran neither oppresses any country nor allows to be oppressed. He says the power of Iran's diplomacy would be based on honesty, logic and justice. The former parliament speaker says Tehran is ready to negotiate with every country based on these principles. Haddad Adel believes the U.S. will engage in fair negotiations with Iran only when it comes to the conclusion that the Iranian nation will not back down in the face of Washington's pressure and sanctions. Iranian presidential candidate Mohammad Gharazi says the next administration should first control price hikes before resolving any other issues.
No administration can resolve any issue in the country if it doesn't first curb the high inflation rate. This includes all cultural and political issues. All these problems come to the fore when the country is unable to have a stable economy and market.
Well, the reformist candidate said if he wins the June 14th vote, he will decentralize the government and privatize state-run entities under the Iranian constitution. Gharazi added that provinces should choose their own governors and have their own local governments to develop and grow. He also promised to learn from the experiences of former presidents. Gharazi vowed to avoid favoritism and seek help from former officials in his future administration. Election campaigns and debates heat up in Iran as voting day draws near. The following report takes a look at what people in other countries think about the June 14th vote.
With less than 2 weeks to Iran's presidential election, sentiments are running high, both in Iran and overseas. Some people say the process highlights Iranian democracy, and that's worthy of celebration. Others have different ideas. Here is what some people had to say to Press TV.
At least there is a country in the Middle East that has elections. It's possible that it could be used as a model to establish democracy in the whole region.
The incumbent president has done the right thing. I don't think he is a bogeyman or a warmonger bent on destroying the planet. The problem is you will be labeled as the bogeyman if you swim against the current.
What do you think about Iran's elections?
In France, we have very little information about Iran. The French media only talk about Iran in the context of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict or the Israeli-American threats against Iran. There is little information about Iranian elections.
So what do you think of Iran's elections?
In France, we only get this information about Iran. Perhaps Iran could invite international monitors to prove its elections are genuine.
In one sense, you could say elections in Iran are democratic because, in the opposite of other countries, you don't know who is going to be selected. You don't know the results before. You have several candidates.
Iran's presidential election has also drawn the attention of other nations in the Middle East and North Africa. In Egypt, some people have told Press TV that elections in Iran are democratic and fair.
So what do you like to see from Iran's next president?
Elections in Iran are fair. They should be proud of what they have because many can sign up for the race. It will be interesting to watch.
In the Arab world, we see Iranian elections as democratic. During the debate, they talked about different things. The Arab world should go through the same experience.
The presidential election will be held on June 14. And if no candidate wins the majority, a runoff will be held on June 21. Iranians will also cast their ballots in the city council elections on the same day. Aman Nodiri reporting for Press TV.
Well, our reporter in Tehran, Gisumisha Ahmadi, says the economy has taken center stage in the candidates' campaigns.
The main article says that the economy is actually the main point that all the candidates are focusing on right now. And if you look at the campaign slogans, if you listen to the speeches, the promises that they're making, it's all about the economic problems of Iran. Well, they are trying their best, Homa, to attract as many votes as they can, as we know. So it's quite obvious that they would put their finger on what seems more important.
Say, even when they are speaking, for instance, about foreign policy, they kind of link that to the economy as well, saying that the way that we're going to treat the nuclear issue is going to determine how sanctions are going to affect the country. So it does look like the economy is much more important now than even foreign policy.
Definitely, because, well, people, it's the main concern of the people right now out on the street when we talk to people. The main concern is the economy, how the inflation rate is going to be dealt with, how the devaluation of the rial is going to be dealt with. These are the problems that have recently happened in Iran.
Iran says it has busted a terror network linked to Israel's intelligence agency Mossad. It says the group was instructed to conduct terror operations ahead of the country's upcoming presidential vote, particularly on the election day. The Iranian intelligence ministry says the network had also plans to carry out terrorist operations against various religious and ethnic groups as part of its mission to create division. It says the network had 12 members, with its leaders coming from a regional Arab country. All the members have been identified and arrested and their weapons confiscated. The Iranian intelligence ministry says the group's leader was in contact with the central command in Britain. The ministry says it has the names and pictures of foreign intelligence officers active in the network and will release them if need be. For more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can always log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted just to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. It is just a click away, presstv.ir, being updated every minute as we speak.